4 minutes gone past the 8 o'clock hour, welcoming you to the Morning Crossfire. In case you're just joining us, it's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, and we're live reaching you from, it's me and Crescent. It's International Women's Day. If you see a woman, whether you're in the bus, you're in a taxi, you're on the road, you're in your office, appreciate a woman today. It takes a lot to be a woman. I'm not in any way saying that it doesn't take anything to be a man, but you know what I'm saying? It's Women's Day today. You need to celebrate women because, you see, it takes a lot. And today we're going to be celebrating women in tech. In tech, yes. So if you know a woman who works in technology, then it's a time to appreciate all of them, especially the gorgeous ones I have in the studio joining me this morning. I am being joined by Blessing Ashi. She is a Women Techster Program Lead, and Shola Ogumbi is a Partnerships Engagement Manager, and they all are from Technology for Social Change and Development Initiative, Tech for Dev. Beautiful morning to you ladies. Thank you for joining us in the studio this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I like the color pink. It brightens up my day. Yes. It's good to have you ladies, and happy International Women's Day to you.
Same to you.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm most interested in the theme for this year because it's different from H for Equal and every other thing, even though we're still talking about equity and equality here, but tech business is more on, it's a front burner issue right now. I was talking to somebody via DM, and the person was in Enugu, and I said, what do you do for a living? And he said he's a software engineer. And I said, oh, this is interesting, so you're like a techie? And he said, yes. And I said this is where the world's going right now. It's most interesting that women are also leveling that playing field this morning. So I'm going to start with you, Blessing. So you're a Women Techster Program Lead. Explain to us how tech is important and why it is important for women. I have a friend, I was just telling you about my friend, who is called CC Nerd, because she's one of the people who is pushing for women to get into tech. Tell me why it's very important for women to do that.
Okay, thank you so much, Mariam, for having us. Good morning, Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So technology is a life changer. I mean, I like to say that technology is a life changer. And we know, because 10 years ago or 20 years ago, we didn't have access to technology, we didn't have access to gadgets, we didn't have access to the internet. But now we can see that because we have access to these things, it's making the work easier, it's making life better for people. So now the importance of technology is the fact that you are able to access different opportunities, you're able to have opportunities to grow yourself. Technology gives you that leveler, helps you to access decent jobs. There are jobs, but I mean, how decent is the job? Technology also gives you the opportunity to be able to work with people outside of your regular location or your community. I mean, you were speaking about your friend who is in Enugu, and as Enugu, I mean, Enugu is, you can't compare Enugu to Lagos, but I'm sure that your friend has access to opportunities even outside of Nigeria.
That's why he's there. Exactly.
So, I mean, that's what technology does for you. It gives you the opportunity to leverage, to meet people, to create solutions that are life-changing. The world is, tilting to, we say it's a 21st century future of work is technology. And so it means that if you have to be able to be effective in 21st century, then you need to build your technical skills, basically.
It's very interesting because I've been reading into the untold story of women in science and technology. I think the first time I heard of STEM, I was just saying, what's STEM? What's a STEM? And then a friend of mine who's from Israel, and I explained to me what it was, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm a journalist and you know what STEM was. But you see, it's very interesting. I'm just going to put out an example. A lady called Anna Rock Dupree was born in Puerto Rico in 1853. She started a school in her home at the age of 13 and wrote a geography textbook for her students, which was later adopted by the Department of Education in Puerto Rico. She had a passion for astronomy and education, founding several schools for girls only, as well as the college, which is called Mayagüez, and all of that. She's one of the women who fought for the right of women to vote. Now, because of what this woman did, many women in Puerto Rico are able to you know, embrace technology, embrace STEM, and that's because she created a school for all girls. At the time, most girls were not going to school. But here we are today and we're celebrating this. Let me ask you, Shola, you're an engagement manager, so it means that you're talking to more and more people about STEM, about why science and technology is important. Now, when I was growing up, more girls wanted to read medicine or be lawyers. We necessarily didn't want to do science and technology. And even if we did sciences, it was for, again, the medical school. We just wanted to be doctors. But now we're seeing a lot of female scientists. We're seeing a lot of women who are creating apps. I listened to a young lady on Nigerian Info who created an app that helps for us to vote, to understand, you know, the actual process. How many young women have you reached as tech dev in educating them and allowing them the opportunities for tech development?
I mean, it's a very important question you asked, Miriam, and just to clarify, it's tech for dev.
Tech for dev, okay. Yes, tech, yes, for dev. Tech, tech for dev. Development, yes. Yes, tech, yes, for dev.
I mean, and like you said, what does partnerships look like at Tech for Dev? And the truth is that we're creating access to decent work. A lot of young Nigerians across Africa, if you think about it, don't even have the means to be able to, you know, access this, you know, work that we're building forward. So, and that's one of the reasons why Tech for Dev came into existence. I mean, there was a dearth of tech skills. Yes, so a lot of people are looking to move into that space, but the truth is that they don't even have the access. So, and that's why Tech for Dev exists. So, I mean, our programs are free because we have collaborations with, you know, lots of international and even local organizations that help us with our objectives. And just to answer your question around how we need more women representation, the truth is that for every eight men, there are like two women in tech. So we need to have more representation, and that's why we're going through our advocacy. One of our focal areas at Tech for Dev is digital advocacy, which we do through the Tech Girls Drive. So last year alone, we reached over 50,000 young ladies in secondary schools, just, you know, harnessing and just emphasizing the importance of, you know, being part of the STEM education. And the truth is that when you get to these schools, you ask them, how many people want to be a doctor? You see the hands up. How many people want to be, you know, a scientist, for example? But then you hear things like around, how many people want to go into tech? How many people want to be? And the truth is that there are a lot of non-technical roles. They don't even know that.
Yes, that's yes. True, so. And that's what we need to break down on the show today. Let's talk about those non, because you see, when you say you're a woman in tech, all they can imagine is you unpacking phones and breaking it down and looking for the chip to see where the problem is. But what are some of those non-tech skills that you can you know, employ as women?
Bessie, do you want to take that?
Oh yeah, sure. So I like the fact that you had mentioned that tech, there are non-technical roles, because a lot of times when we have conversations with women and I mean trying to tell them why they should get into tech, people say, I don't want to code. And I'm like, you don't have to code.
Yeah. I really would like to learn coding. Is it too late for me?
No, it's not too late. Ah, okay. I mean, but you really don't have to. Again, I think there's a skill you can learn for your personality, because for somebody like me, I have attended 2 coding classes, I mean, in the sessions that we facilitate, and I realized that I slept through. Yes, I slept, and I slept very well.
Oh my goodness, yes, it was boring for you.
It was boring for me, okay. But for some other person, it's fun. Like, for a lot of ladies, it's fun. For me, I mean, if you're somebody that don't like to sit at a particular spot for a very long time, then you may want to look at other skill sets that you want to. Because, I mean, some people are looking for bug, and sometimes it takes them 24 hours. So by bug, like, something went wrong.
Yes.
So the code is not coding.
Fixing. Yes.
Yeah, so the code is not coding. So you have to start looking for something. But if you're somebody who loves to plan, then you can start considering, you can decide to be a product manager, for example. As a product manager, you're working with a group of people who are within the tech ecosystem, tech field. So you're managing the developer, you're managing the engineer, you're managing the designer, you're managing the person who is working on cloud infrastructure, you're managing the person who is working on the security of what you're building. So you can choose to go into a product design, you can choose to go into product management, you know, you can choose to go into you can be a customer relation, because even the tech that the cloud that is being built or whatever it is that you're working on, somebody needs to be able to relate with the customer.
Somebody has to be able to market it.
Needs to be able to market it, you know. So all of these things are there are a lot of it, even though for us at what we do is we have 8 technical areas that we are focused on for this year, since last year. Okay. And that is product design, product management, data science, and artificial intelligence, because that's another key area.
That's my favorite.
That's another key area. Again, there's a difference between data science and artificial intelligence and data analysis. But a lot of people mistake both. So people get into data science and then later say, I want to quit. And I'm wondering why. You're like, I don't understand Python. Python is Pythoning me.
I think one of the first things that I learned in computer science, if I'm not mistaken, before it became a thing, before we had the internet, you know, was data processing and data analysis.
Yeah.
And it wasn't such a big deal. And I still do have that certificate. I've not done anything with it. So yes, people can do data analysis and all of that. But let's talk about AI. It's gripping into our systems right now and it's fast paced. Mm-hmm. We're having to deal with the issue of deepfakes. It might not be here in Nigeria as we're seeing it, but then we see some skips so you can tell that this is a deepfake. We've heard audios, you know, that imitate the voices of certain people that were running for office, and I could tell because I have, you know, read a bit into deepfakes. How are you educating people about AI and the importance, the good and the bad side of it?
Okay, so one of the learning tracks that we are focused in on rather is data science and artificial intelligence. And like Shola had mentioned, our programs are for free. So for the data science bits, we have like a fellowship that runs for 6 months. And then there's like a 6 month of internship for people. So it's 1 year. What we do within this 6 month also is that we have like dedicated instructors who are very skilled at the work they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and across all of our programs also is that because we know that every good thing has a bad side if you don't speak about how best to navigate. The same with cybersecurity.
Mm.
I could be teaching you about cybersecurity and telling you how the hackers try to do what they do, but I'm not telling you to do it. I'm telling you for the knowledge so that you are able to decipher when you're working on it.
Yeah.
So what we do also is within the data science and artificial intelligence learning track is try to explain the difference. So there's curriculum that we use, and there's a standardized curriculum basically, and so within the curriculum we share everything that has to be, give you tasks around it so that we can also be sure that you learned very well. We monitor that you're going towards the positive side, you know. So that's one of the things that we try to do basically, but we emphasize on the importance of artificial intelligence and where we are going, where it's going to, because we know that it is very, very key. Nigeria will get there one day, you know, and whilst we are trying to get there as well, because in the course of the internship is we place people even outside of Nigeria. So that when you are being placed maybe in a company in the US, for example, you are not lagged behind and you're like, oh, I don't know what they're doing here.
Mm.
So we try to give you all the skills that are necessary.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just to add to what she said, I mean, like she said, our content, our curriculum, we ensure that we're using global standards. Even though you're in Nigeria, you'll have to we're ensuring that, you know, the standards are across board. So, and we're also trying to even localize this content because we realize that the truth is that in Lagos State, for example, because we're running like some sort of advocacy and policy niche for each state, and we realize that something you can adopt in Lagos may not necessarily be adopted in Edo State, for example. So we're trying to even localize our content, which is why we're ensuring that many young people, you know, learn this thing so that we can have something niche for Nigeria and have it like some sort of standardized sort of way for Nigeria. But yeah, just to add to what she said around our curriculum.
Something caught my attention, the free part, because you see, it's one thing to encourage people to learn something. It's another to serve it on a platter. And this is a platter, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So where do you get your support from? Because this, you're getting instructors and you're also placing them on internships within and without the country.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get support for that?
I mean, funny that you ask that. I feel like every time we say that our programs are free, a lot of people say, how do you get funding? And like I mentioned, we collaborate with a lot of organizations. So for example, now we are collaborating with Microsoft. So Microsoft, we have different sort of partnerships. We have Microsoft as a technical support partner and also a funding partner.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Foreign Commonwealth Development Organization, that's the FCDO. They also support us through funding and, you know, some sort of technical support too for most of our programs. We also have the International Islamic Development Bank, who's also supported us in funding. And, you know, because, like, I don't know if we've mentioned this, where we have our footprint in 15 African countries.
Oh.
Yes.
We're expanding, I mean,
we're expanding 20 this
year. Girls.
I know, right? I mean, the vision for us is that, you know, all of Africa should be digitally equipped. And because, some people say there are no jobs. So the truth is that you can create these things. I mean, there are freelancing opportunities that people need to be able to, you know, just plug into. And if you don't have the skills, that's where people hear people say things like, around, I don't even know if I'm qualified for this. I don't know if I can be able to. But if you're not skilling people up, if you're not, you know, improving their quality of life, definitely there are going to be, at the end, there are going to be no jobs, will still remain the same. Mm. So back to funding and how we get our support. Like I said, we have different sort of partners. We also have job partners. We have over 30 job partners. Mm-hmm. Like Blessing had mentioned, we're ensuring that the skills that you're learning, you're also putting them to work. And that's why we have partners that come in to us to say, okay, I'm going to take up some of your beneficiaries, and they're going to come to intern. Some people have gone on to earn full-time roles.
Scholars. Okay,
and
roll.
Then we had an exceptional story the other day of a lady that was a receptionist. We have not anything against receptionists now. I just mentioned that.
No, of course.
But then she became a data analyst, and now her earning power has, you know, grown. We had people that were earning less than $130, and now earning $500 just because they've improved their, you know, skill level. So the truth is that we get funding. When funders hear these stories, they are, you know, motivated to do more.
Mm.
That's the truth. So, like, I mean, it's, for them, it's like success stories that, oh, I mean, this thing is working. We can see the effect. We can see the reply effect. And the truth is that these are just direct beneficiaries. Now think about the multiplier effect.
Mm.
Imagine if, as a family, as a person in my family, I'm a breadwinner, for example, I'm earning $500. Imagine how the better likelihood that my siblings would have, my parents would have, people around me would have. So it's just a multiplier effect. And when, you know, we speak to collaborators and funders, they just think, okay, this has a ripple effect. And you know, it just improves our, you know, impact, for lack of a better word.
I want to talk more about the education part of it before we go for a quick break. Mm-hmm. As much as this year's theme is, you know, digitally, what's
digital
it called? Digital for all. Yes. As much as we're looking at that, there are not a lot of girls that are very educated. We also know that we have at least 13 million plus out of school children. Majority of them are girls, and they are from a certain part of this country. Is your spread all the way down to the north, to the middle belt, to the, because you see, it's easy to have tech for development in Lagos, because you know, but do you have it in local government and communities who need this information even the more?
Okay, so I think I can take that. So Chola already mentioned that we're in 15 African countries.
Yes.
But let me speak.
Are you only in the cities, or do you go to the community?
So let me speak to Nigeria, since we're in Nigeria's context. So in Nigeria, this is 2023, we've been in existence since 2016. So in 2020 alone, that's between 2020 and now, we had a collaboration with the Foreign Commonwealth Development Office, mm-hmm. to reach 1,000 women in 20 rural clusters. So it was 10, and then we had another project that made it 20. 10 rural clusters. So we started with Northern Nigeria. We went to Zamfara, we went to Niger, Sokoto, Kebbi, Kano, Kaduna, Kogi, Kwara, Nasarawa. We had like a basic digital literacy project for them. So usually we start from the basic level, because we believe that for you to be able to succeed, you know, even at the intermediate level, there's a level of basic knowledge that you need to have. Again, a lot of people have mobile device, and they think that having a mobile device is the same as being digitally literate. Those are two different things.
So many of us don't know what is in our iPhones. We only take calls and answer WhatsApp.
I take pictures.
Yes.
So those are two different things. Yeah. So thank God for the support we had with FCDO. We're able to reach 1,000 women. And what we saw is the fact that the first day I traveled to, was it Jigawa State, and I saw the start of the program, somebody being afraid of using a mouse, touching a mouse, because the person feels like it's going to hurt, because it's not a mouse, so it's going to hurt you. And then you see people go through your program for the duration of time, and at the end of the day, some of them, the confidence that it gives to them alone is very, very great. Yeah.
I love what I'm hearing. But when we come back from the break, we still have in the studio Blessing Ashi, Shala Ogunbiyi. Both of them are from Technology for Social Change and Development Initiative, Tech for Dev. And we're talking about, of course, how women can be become more into, they can get involved in, you know, STEM and most importantly, technology. We'll be right back after the break. When we return, we'll be asking questions as to how more women can come on board. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, it is the nation's number one talk news and sports station. 34 actually, gone past the 8 o'clock hour. We're still talking. It's International Women's Day. In case we didn't ring it, it's International Women's Day. Hug a woman, kiss a woman, with her permission, please. Do something nice for a lady today, okay? Call a lady that you admire, that's done something good, or you know has added advantage or added value rather, and let her know that, you know, this is what you've been doing, and I applaud you, even if it's your mom, you know, waking up every day, bathing the kids and dressing them up and sending them to school is not a, you know. When you start having kids, you really appreciate your mother. or when you grow up, you're living with a kid and you see the kid grow up and all the things, the responsibilities you have for that, you know, child, then you realize that parenting is not a piece of cake. But we're not talking parenting today. I have Blessing Ashi and Shala Ogunbiyi. They're both from Technology for Social Change and Development Initiative, Tech for Dev. And they are here to talk about the issue of women in tech. Now, Blessing is Women Techster Programs Lead, while Shala is Partnerships Engagement Manager for Tech for Dev. Before we went on that break, I was talking about educating more and more people, especially in the communities. Again, knowing that the level of education that most of these people have in those areas is pretty low, how are you able to bring them up to speed with some of the tech languages? And, you know, do you have different different instructors for the communities and the ones that you have in, you know, in the highbrow areas?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, before we went on the break, I was trying to talk about the work we've done. And then I also wanted to say that we have another partner that has a lot of mast, and part of the way they give back to the community is they build, like they call it digital communities, a container that can seat 12 people. Yes, yeah. And the
American Tower Corporation,
and then they give power from the mast to power the center as well. So they have 64 plus 15 of it in Nigeria. So they have in Borno, they have in Niger. So we manage the facilities for them. One of the things we do is we understand that, again, localizing the content. Some of these people do not understand English. So the criteria for getting instructors for them is that the instructor is able to speak their local language. And we also see it as an opportunity to empower the instructor as well, because some of them... they do not have jobs before now, so we get them on board, you know, do like a skilling for them, and then they are able to train the people in their community. One of the things we've also seen with this is this encourages a lot of community leaders, you know, to encourage more women to participate, because before we start every session, we do a needs assessment and we carry out community advocacies. So go to the whether it is the Emir, the Oba, and then all the Bale or whoever that is leading the community, and we speak to them again, say, we're about to start this program. This is the benefits that your participants or the girls or whoever that is coming from your community would participate. This is what they will get out of it. And they go ahead to have the program, and then we give them certificates. So with this, one of the things it gives them to is the leveler to be able, they are skilled up. JAMB is CBT.
Computer-based.
Yes, computer-based. And a lot of these people, if not for this program that they had to go through, they probably wouldn't have had access, because learning computer outside of your community can also be very expensive, because you need to look at what is the ability, their earning power of their parents.
And you so know. You give these things to for them for free.
Yes, free. Again, for free. All of our programs are completely for free.
Our collaborations.
Yes, yeah. So after they are done with this basic program, we then encourage them to participate at intermediate level. Although at intermediate level, it's virtual, so it means that they need to have access to a device, have access to internet. One of the things we are trying to do now is to see how much we can partner with organizations, telecommunication companies as well, to see to provide internet, because I mean internet is expensive for some people.
Let's not get there.
But we know that at least the basics is the basics. It gives you the opportunity to be able to access other opportunities. It gives you the opportunity to be able to communicate with people. The confidence you have knowing that you're digital literate. The confidence you know that knowing that you can go to use a POS and you're not going to be scammed. Knowing that you're going to use the ATM and you're not going to be scammed. Because again, when people do not have these digital skills, it's every day. I mean, they use it everyday life, you know. You go to the ATM, you don't know how to use your PIN, and you have to tell somebody else to press your PIN before you know it, the person is trying to cheat you. You are going to use POS because you are not smart enough. Somebody is pressing the wrong figure. You don't see it. I mean, so these are one of the reasons why we do what we do. And with partners that we have, we're able to reach interior communities. Even outside of Nigeria, there's a particular girl who is in Ethiopia. She's in the northern part of Ethiopia. As at the time she signed up for our fellowship, she was in an ITP camp because there was war in her community. And for her, going through the fellowship program is one of the life-changing experiences that she has, because now she's back to her home. Everything is lost. But she knows that she's going to get it back because she has digital skills. She's in the cybersecurity learning track. And we are really excited for her because she's excited about more girls in our community that will go through our programs.
And just to add to, she said she mentioned basic. And she mentioned basic, and you know, sometimes people think basic is just like for kids, for people. That the truth is that, like, and one of the reasons why the SDO also, the SDO projects was you know integral to our work, is that we had to go to civil services. You know the truth is that, like,
no, don't cast them.
And then the partnership helped us to be able to speak to a large number of civil servants and even upskill them at their work they're doing. So I mean, there was a guy in the north that had, you know, learned the basic program and then got to work and then improved his output at work. Imagine that. Just being part of this program and just, you know, improving at the work you're doing. I think he even went on to go into a competition and then earn money from that competition just because of this basic
This actually buys into my next question, because I was going to ask, there are a lot of women who are listening who may be uneducated or educated in something else, but now they're looking for jobs or they want to get into tech. Is there an age limit to this training?
Okay, so at our basic level, our projects are... Okay, so depending on the partners we're working with, but basically we have trainings for young people within 8 to 20, and then for the project that we are partnering with other people, we have 8 to as high as 60 for the basic. At our intermediate level, for the Women Techstars project, so we have a program called Women Techstars Initiative. Under the Women Techstars Initiative, there are 5 focal umbrellas. We have the one for advocacy, because there are a lot of women who want to get into tech and do not have an understanding of how to get into tech, what are the different tech opportunities, which one fits best suits me. So we have like an open day where we have every last Thursday of the month. We bring women across different African countries, come and speak about how they started, the challenges they faced. Again, there are challenges that you would face, but knowing that somebody has gone ahead of you, knowing that somebody has gone through the path you want to go, you know, makes it easy for women to get on the program and complete the program. So we have the open day that just to be able to get insight. And then after you've gotten insight and you're wondering, where do I go? How do I get started? As we're saying during the break, we have the boot camp. Now the boot camp is for 3 weeks. Some people are like, oh, what if I go into this tech and I don't know what to do? You have the boot camp for 3 weeks, you know. It's free. It's virtual, so you can be anywhere and you're participating in it. So within the 3 weeks, there are 5 learning tracks: product design, product management, cybersecurity, data analysis, and software development. You can test waters within these 3 weeks. And one of the things we've noticed is that even though it's for 3 weeks, we've seen people go ahead to get jobs. So somebody posted yesterday that she went to a 3-week program and she got an internship with a US organization. And I'm like, wow, for 3 weeks. You know, so After you've gone through the 3 weeks program, we then ask people, we know that 3 weeks may not be sufficient for you. Knowledge is very important for you to be good at what you do. You need to go for that as it, you know. So then we now have a fellowship. Now the fellowship is for 1 year, 6 months of training and 6 months of internship. Within the 6 months, you have instructors that are, it's every day, Monday to Friday. It's virtual as well. You just need to dedicate 4 hours of your time. One unique thing about the fellowship is that we include soft skills training into all of our program because it's very important. We don't want to have women who are skilled technically but are not skilled when it comes to having softer skills. Communication is key. Working in teams is key. Being able to navigate working online is very important. How do you negotiate with, when you eventually land the job, how do you negotiate? You know, how do you communicate with your team? Do you understand? So these are what we do. So we have we include soft skills training into what we do. So every one day of every week for 6 months, there's a soft skills trainer. We bring in experts from different organizations. We did that for the fellowship. Okay. Again, it's for free. Uh-huh. And for the fellowship, we are in 22 okay. African countries this year.
All right. In 10 minutes, I'm going. Let me just allow Lagos to chime in here. Lagos, if you want to be part of the conversation, and I'm sorry, guys. It looks like this conversation is keeping the men out. But it's okay. If you're a man, you have a wife, you have a daughter, you have a sister, who you think would be interested or would be able to benefit from this Tech for Dev initiative, please feel free to call in and ask any question that you want to ask. And you don't have to be a woman to actually call. If you have questions, you have comments, please feel free. Blessing Ashish Shalagumbi here from Technology for Social Change and Development Initiative. Why is this initiative only for girls?
We have programs for men. I was going to say that as well. I think the focus today is just because it's women. Women's Day.
Okay.
We have a partnership right now that is going on with Microsoft. People can sign up for a digital skilling program. And then at the end of the program, you get a voucher to take a Microsoft certificated course as well. And it's for men. It's called Digital Skills Nigeria.
Don't worry, before you leave the studio today, you're going to give us all the information and how people can participate and join or contact you. But the phone lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. We're talking Tech for Dev. That's Tech for Development. And it's International Women's Day. And of course, the theme for this year is actually digital innovation and technology for gender equality. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, we're very gender friendly here. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Hello, good morning. Please turn off your radio.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jenny. I'm calling from Island, Lagos Island.
All right, Jenny, go ahead, please.
Oh, I've listened here. I'm listening to the ladies. So inspiring. I am really happy for them, for what they do. And, it's really very inspiring. But I just want to tell them to break it down a bit. Because someone like you rightly said it, you may be educated in some other areas. And when you hear STEM, it's a bit, bits of a big word. When you talk about digital things, what do you really mean? How is tech different from engineering? So that we can even guide the children or the girls in our space a bit better. Because I don't know the difference. When you talk of digital skills, technology, engineering, can you just break down those three for me? Is there any difference or are they the same thing? Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Very, very good question for you guys. Break it down.
Okay, should we can go ahead. Okay, so the acronym stands for science. That's S, T stands for technology, E stands for engineering, and M stands for mathematics. Now, within the science, there are a lot of science fields that you can look at from being in chemistry to being in MLS, that's medical lab science, to being in biology, all of the sciences you can think of. That's what the science stands for. The T is technology. Now, under the technology, you have the software, mobile application technology, everything that has to do with building things that are needed to make work effective. So you can see the machine learnings, those are the technology bits. The engineering as well still has to do with mechanical engineers, civil engineers,
software engineers,
electrical engineers, computer engineers, And then the M, there is mathematics, the almighty mathematics.
Which I don't like.
I think we share the same votes, but I'm good with calculations anyway.
Then you don't share anything. Because once I see numbers, my brain just starts frying.
I'm very good with math, with numbers.
Okay, great.
So that's what STEM is. Now, while we talk about digital skills, is the fact that within the STEM, there's a digital bit of everything. So in science, for example, you are a lab scientist, you know. Technology is the leverage for you now, is that there are applications that make your work easier, the applications that make you being able to tell people the work you do. You have access to internet, you have access to like a mobile, you can develop a mobile application for the work that you're doing, you know. So then if you go to the technology bit of it, with digital skills again, like having access to the internet, having access to building stuff for people to be able to use, because technology gives you the opportunity to, you're not providing solution for yourself, you're providing solutions that everybody can access. You know, it gives you the opportunity to be able to solve another person's problem. We are talking about a medical doctor who had to go through our program, and the sole aim for her was because we wanted to build a mobile application for a patient to be able to access her, like very close needed. You know, so having technology, you know, is helping you to build that thing that everybody can, you know, can use, you know. And then the engineering bit of it now is engineering is technical, you know. Like we talked about software engineering, I mean, for people who code and the likes, civil engineering, mechanical engineering. Let me say this, that if you have like an engineering background, it makes it easy for you to be able to go through the technical bit of tech. That's technical software engineering, for example, if you know mathematics, because of the fact that there are a lot of calculations, analytics that ought to be
and
done.
Coding.
Yeah, and but this is not to say that if you do not have maybe like an engineering background, for example, if you're in economics, you do very well in coding still, because it has to do with calculations.
Okay, so if you're a banker, you can code too, just so you know.
If you're an accountant,
you can code.
Yeah, you can do that as well. But aside from that, is that there are other things you can do. For example, I have a medical background. I studied human physiology in the university. Yeah, but I do a lot around product management, project management, you know. So whatever it is that you're doing, there's a niche for you, basically. If you're a graphic designer, you do very well as a product designer as well. If you love to do event planning, you do very well as a product manager, you do very well as a product designer, because you have eyes for colors, you have eyes for how things should be put in place. If you love security, like cyber security is one big thing too, you know, that a lot of people don't talk about. You know, you're good with maths, you know, you can do very well.
It seems like everybody can come on board. I have so many questions on WhatsApp. Somebody says, tech for dev, do you have any opportunity for meals? We've addressed that. Somebody says, how can we get you online? So do you have a website that people can go and see more information? And somebody said, I didn't understand my SQL class I attended. Can I go back to the class to see if I can get it?
Okay, so we have a website, www.techfordev.com, but you can check us on Instagram.
Please, Tech for Dev, can you spell it?
TECH number 4, that's 4, DEV. Then you can check us on Instagram, Tech for Dev. On Instagram, we are at Tech for Dev. On Twitter, we are at Tech for Dev HQ. Again, the 4 is 4, TECH number 4, DEV HQ on Twitter. But on every other social media platform, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, we are at Tech for Dev.
Okay.
And then on the second question of, you didn't understand your SQL. So, amazingly, and this is not to say the Nigerian educational system did not do well, but nobody taught us how to make money in school, you know. And
even you for just studied to pass.
Yes, studied to
and
pass.
And go to the next class.
And even for, we've seen a lot of computer science engineers say, I had to come to join your program for me to understand what was taught in the university.
Wow.
Yes, so if you want, I mean, just sign up for the program. We have the fellowship that will be starting sometimes ending of this month or first week in April. It's a very competitive application. Last year alone, we had a target of reaching 1,500 women across 15 African countries, but we got over 15,000 applications just for a 1,500 slot. So it's a very, very competitive process. But for the value of what you'll be getting, you get the opportunity to interact with other women across different countries, because you'll be in the class, you have seasoned, and I mean, you have instructors that are amazing, that they are top notch at the work they do. You get the opportunity to attend the soft skills training.
You make me feel like I should join this show now and follow you, but I can't.
You have the so one of the things we also do, we have a community. We don't just leave you in class because we know you can
so you
be
keep
tired.
Following up.
So within your class, you also have like a community. If you're a student, you have a student group. If you're a mother, you have a mother group, a mother's group.
Okay. Time is not on our side. So I'm going to quickly ask, give us the website again. And if you have a number that people can call you, like a customer care number, so people can call you and ask all the questions, go ahead and give it to us.
Okay, so you can reach us on our social media platform. It's very, very, we are live 24/7.
So they can DM you?
Yes, they can send us a DM on Instagram at okay. Tech4Dev.
Tech number four,
yes.
D-E-V.
D-E-V, Tech4Dev.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your website again?
www.tech4dev.com.
www.tech4dev.com. Okay. Go there, guys, ladies, aunties, mamas. Go and get any information that you need. And of course, I'm sure that they'll be quick to answer you via DM or in any other way. I want to say thank you. Blessing Ashi is the Women Techster Programs Lead, and Shola Ogunbi is the Partnership Engagement Manager, Technology for Social Change and Development Initiative, Tech for Dev. Thank you so much, ladies. Very interesting session. Hope you come back sometime soon and take me on that offer of... 3 weeks. I'll run away and leave Sheriff. Thank you so much for being here, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us. Happy International Women's Day.
Same
to
you.
You.
Same
You're
to you, ladies.
Amazing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Well, Lagos, that's the show today. I want to say thank you to all of you who participated one way or the other. Go get yourself a tech skill today, because you know what? That's where the whole world is going. My name is Mary Ann Okon. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O, or just search for Mary Ann Duke Okon anywhere else. I love you, Lagos. We'll be back here tomorrow from 5 a.m. on the Morning Crossfire. Good morning.